You're listening to the Nurtured Empath Podcast, a place to explore the depths of you through spirituality, healing, and empowerment. A little about me, your host. My name is Nicole Ivins, and the best words to describe me are quiet, introverted, empathic, nurturing, and highly sensitive. As an intuitive counselor, I am deeply passionate about spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being. So pop on those headphones as I take you on a journey of connectedness.
Welcome to Archangels and Astrology. I'm your host, Nicole Ivins. I am an intuitive counsellor, certified EFT practitioner, and a spiritual teacher. So happy full moon in Libra, beautiful souls. So the Archangel for Libra is Archangel Jophiel. Now, Archangel Jophiel is known as the Archangel of Beauty, or the Beauty of God, if you like. Now, her colour, her aura is a fuchsia pink, so you might notice those colours around you. Then you know that Archangel Jophiel is coming in to your energy space. Now, if we think about beauty, so we have external beauty and we have internal beauty as well. So she can help us with both of those things. She's also known for helping with the energy of Feng Shui, if you understand what that is, you know, really helping the energy flow of your space. We bring Feng Shui in to really help to allow that energy to move through our spaces. So she can help you with that as well. So if you're, you know, designing a room, call her in and she'll help you to really design that space. My space that I have here has been designed with the help of Archangel Jophiel. She helped me to have that beautiful flow. So you'll notice the curtains behind me, they are more of like a mesh kind of feel. So that's a flow that's coming through there. And also she can help with internal beauty as well. And when I talk about internal beauty, what I'm talking about is that inner space that you have, really beautifying that for yourself. So if we think about, you know, the thoughts, the things that we're thinking each and every day, we have, you know, 80,000, 90,000 thoughts every day. A majority of those are exactly the same as the day before. So she can really help us to clean that up, to clean up, you know, those negative thoughts that we may be having on a regular basis, to really adjust that inner landscape for us, for it to be a beautiful place for us to be, for us to reside, for us to operate from. So they are the things that Archangel Jophiel can help you with. So as I do every month with Archangels and Astrology, we have a few different card decks here. So we're going to have a message from Archangel Jophiel. We're then going to move into the energy of the moon. I'm going to bring through a message from your inner child as well. And then we're also going to have a message of what it is you need to release under this full moon energy. And then at the very end, I'm going to take you through a tapping round to really help you to connect in with Archangel Jophiel. And the message that I'm getting from her right now is we're going to connect in with that inner beauty. So what a beautiful way to end our Archangels and Astrology for this month. All right, so let's get started and see what Archangel Jophiel would like us to know. So the card that I've been shown is the World card. And on the bottom it says, a brilliant success, a time of joyful accomplishment and spiritual enlightenment, freedom to do whatever you want, be proud of yourself. So what a beautiful message for us for the month ahead is that it's going to be a month of success. It's going to be a month of beauty. And what she's really showing me and what she's telling me is where this is going to come from is that inner world, like we were just talking about. Beautifying that inner world, beautifying those thoughts, that's going to make the hugest difference in your reality. Because as we start to work on the inside, then we're going to start to see that on the outside. So that's going to be your goal this month, is really bringing Archangel Jophiel, really asking her to help you with adjusting those negative thoughts. You know, where are they coming from? Why do we have them? I'm not talking about, you know, toxic positivity, because that's a thing too. If we just don't deal with why we've got those negative thoughts, then we're not going to get to the bottom of them. If we just cover them up with positive thoughts, that's not fixing the issue. It's still going to be there underneath. So she's really going to help you to get underneath it, is what she's showing me, and really go, okay, let's look at this. What is this? So journaling is going to be something that's going to come in for you this month. Really starting to journal out what are those thoughts. Because I've said this before, if we just continue to think the thoughts in the mind, We can't see them because they're behind our eyes, right? But if we bring it out onto the page, out onto the paper, then we can start to see, because then it's in front of our eyes. We can see, what are those thoughts? What area of my life are they about? What are they trying to tell me? And how can I adjust them? So that's going to be your goal for this month, and that's what Archangel Raphael is really guiding you to. All right, so let's have a look and see now what the energy of the moon is going to be for us. You are getting the Hunger card from the Wolf Moon. So I think that's really interesting. And what I'm really feeling for you is it's an internal hunger. Now, I know we can say that about food, right? Our digestive system is going to tell us that it's hungry, but that's not what I mean. What I mean is that healing of the inner world. This is all going to be about the inner world this month. Clearly, that's what's coming through. And it's going to be that internal hunger of wanting something different. That you're sick and tired of the same old, same old, same old. Sick and tired of things being hard. Sick and tired of the struggle. Sick and tired of pushing that rock up the hill. So you've got this internal hunger of wanting change. And that's huge, because change isn't something that humans tend to like. It's not something we tend to gravitate towards. But what I'm feeling for you under the energy of this full moon is you're going to have this hunger for something to be different. It's just enough is what I've been shown. And that internal hunger is what is going to drive you to really start to transform that inner world, to have Archangel Raphael around you, having that beautiful pink fuchsia color around you for the month, and really starting to clean that up. Because as we clean up that inner world, you will start to notice that the external world for you is going to start to clean up as well. So I think that's a beautiful thing we're doing under this full moon. All right, let's see what our inner child has to say about that, shall we? Okay, on the back it says, I am becoming all I wish to be. Surprise, surprise. I tell you, we cannot make this stuff up. Okay, and the card says, honestly, you're not going to believe what this card says. Okay, here we go. Transformation. What did I just say? What did I just say for the full moon card? Transformation, that inner transformation. And your inner child is backing that up. That's what she's telling you. She's telling you it's a time of transformation. So every part of this is supporting that for you. So Archangel Raphael has come in and said, I'm going to help you to transform that inner world, beautify that inner world. The full moon is saying we're going to have that hunger for change, transformation. And now the inner child is saying, I'm on board, let's go. Because you know what? If the inner child is not on board, if you are running your life from the inner child state, then things aren't going to work quite so smoothly. Things may feel a little more challenging, like we said before, pushing that rock up that hill, because you're leading from the inner child. And it may be a time in your life where that inner child has gone through something very challenging. So she's got the steering wheel, right? And she's driving it from that place. And that's not going to work out very well for you. But the fact that she's saying, yes, I'm ready, let's go, we're ready for transformation, then it's going to support that for you. So I think that's absolutely beautiful, that all the little bits are coming together for you, all the puzzle pieces are fitting together, that we're going to see some change and we're going to see some transformation under this full moon. All right, let's see what we need to release to make this happen. Okay, we are going to surrender stress. So this one says, take a few deep breaths and exhale the tension you've built up in your body. Let the stress go as you come back to your center. And again, this is going to support what we've been talking about. Because what I talk to my private clients about a lot is capacity. Now, if you have been through a lot of things, if life is really kicking you at the moment, if it's you're down and it's still kicking you, that stress, that tension that you've built up within your body, that tension and that energy that is within your energy system, there's no space, right? There's no space for anything. You are at your capacity. It's important to know, okay, well, I need to make some space. How are we going to do that? We're going to surrender stress. We're not going to take on too much. We're not going to take on everybody's problems, everybody's emotions, because as empaths and as sensitive souls, we absolutely do absorb that. So we can absorb the emotions of the people around us, even without noticing it sometimes. And then our energy system, our bodies become very dense and very heavy. So I've got some energy moving at the moment. So it's important to understand that we need to shift that through. Move that stress on, or don't take that stress on to begin with, because it's not yours to carry. So for us to start to have the world, to have this brilliant success for the month ahead, to really start to feed that inner hunger that we have, to have that transformation as the inner child is ready for, then we need to surrender some things. So there's going to be some things in your life that you're taking on that is not your job. You are taking on that is not your responsibility. Even though you may have been doing it, maybe even your whole life, doesn't mean you need to continue. I want you to start to think about that. What things are you taking on in your life that don't belong to you? What responsibilities are you doing because you've always done them? Really start to look at that this month. Talking about with that journal, get that out. I want you to write down all the things that you think are your responsibility and then really look at those. Be very honest. Are they mine or are they not? Have I just taken them on? Has someone just put them on me and I just accepted that? If that's the case, start to let them go. Obviously, you don't need to let them go all at once. That might be a little bit much, but just start to see some little things here and there that, you know what, I don't think I need to do that. I'm going to stop doing that. There we go. Some spaces just opened up. So that's going to be your job for the month ahead. All right. So that is our reading for the month ahead. It's absolutely beautiful. I love that for you, that it's really about that transformation. It's really been hunger for that change, that enough is enough is enough. And you're ready to step forward in a different way with more capacity and really putting yourself first. All right. So let's bring in Archangel Jophiel now as we do our tapping round to really help you to start to beautify that inner world. Let's get that started. So you're just going to follow along after me. If you haven't done tapping before, don't worry. You just follow along after me. Nothing to be scared of. It's not going to hurt, I promise. So let's get started with it. All right, I'm calling in Archangel Jophiel now to be with us, to be surrounding us in her beautiful pink fuchsia light as we start to beautify that inner world for you. Coming to the side of the hand, I am calling forth Archangel Jophiel now to enter into my space. I ask her to step into my energy field, to surround me in her beautiful pink fuchsia light. I accept myself and how I feel. Even though I haven't called in Archangel Jophiel before, but I'm calling her forth now. I'm really ready to feel her beautiful presence, to be surrounded in her pink light as I start to change my inner landscape. I accept myself and how I feel. Even though my inner landscape hasn't had much attention lately, it's got a lot of clutter going on in there, but I'm ready to release some of that. And I know I don't have to do it alone. So I'm calling forth Archangel Jophiel to surround me this month, to show me the way, to help me to clear out what I no longer need. I accept myself and how I feel. Coming up to the eyebrow point, calling in Archangel Jophiel, side of the eye. She is surrounding me now in her beautiful pink light under the eye, showing me the way under the nose. Clearing out what no longer needs to be there. The chin, allowing her to surround my inner landscape down to the collarbone in her beautiful pink fuchsia light. Under the arm, I'm feeling her starting to cleanse out things that no longer serve me. Top of the head, her energy is now infiltrating my inner landscape and allowing things to be released, allowing things to be cleared up. I am so ready to beautify my inner landscape. Okay, take a nice deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. So I really hope that has helped you to connect in with Archangel Jophiel. Know that she's around. You can call her in at any time. She's omnipresent, so she can be with all of us all at once. So don't feel like you're pulling her away from anybody else. And really allow her to help you to clean up and beautify your inner landscape this month. So I really trust that has served you, and I look forward to chatting with you again next time.
Would you like more time and energy? 7 Days to Zen, the Self-Care Bible, is your roadmap to feeling light and energized. Self-care strategies that work for you, giving you more time and energy. So sign up today. The link is in the show notes. And you can connect with me on all the socials at Nicole Ivins EFT, or to learn more about working with me privately, visit my website, nicoleivins.com.